with the latest in technology news and views. This is TechWrap, the podcast.
This is TechWrap, the podcast. We're online at techwrap.net. You can email mail at techwrap.net. It is Trent coming back from a bit of a hiatus. It has been a little while since the last edition of TechWrap. Set to change that, though, and running solo on this occasion as well. Basically looking at the tech news of this week, commencing the 26th of August 2019, and there's been some interesting things going on. The first one that caught my attention was the fact that Australian travellers who are flying on Qantas or Virgin Australia have essentially been banned from taking some Apple MacBooks on their checked luggage following concerns globally that certain models of the MacBook computers are, I guess, a potential to go up in flames. It's all down to the recalled lithium-ion battery on some models, which were prone to overheating and also meant that the device could eventually catch on fire as well. These devices were built as MacBook Pros between September 2015 and February 2017. Now, the surprising thing of this ban, of course, is the fact that it is about checked-on luggage. And most users of laptops, mobile phones, cameras, and other such tech devices would usually carry these devices on board, and they are legally entitled to carry them on board as well, which means the idea of the ban is a bit frivolous for the average flyer. Plus, I don't know too many people who would really like to be allowing this stuff on checked luggage, considering the way that many bag handlers handle the transportation of bags. They usually get thrown around because they have to move things pretty quickly, and the concerns for not being able to keep things up efficiently is always there with their movements. But yeah, they're banning them from being able to be checked on, and people have to carry them on. There are no bans currently for flying with MacBook Pro computers, but they will be watching those users who do have the notebook computers. I suppose not watching any more so than the guys that get you to go through security. And even though they've got those X-ray scanners, you still end up pulling out your laptop computer to show them what's going on, regardless of the situation.
With the latest in technology news and views, this is TechWrap, the podcast.
There was concern in the banking sector this week, which was sparked on by an incident that occurred a couple of Fridays ago with the PayID system. Now, if you're not familiar with PayID, basically PayID is a means of being able to nickname bank accounts so you can do easy transfers between banks and between mates, or, you know, you might even find commercial use for this as well for transferring of funds. It's a fast and efficient service. It was set up by a consortium called the New Payments Platform, which of course has the backing of financial institutions here in Australia. It's a little bit of an idea of modernising banking technology, but there was a spike in PayID inquiries and resolutions, which went through the payment processor Cuscal, who tends to provide a lot of services to credit unions here in the country. They believe that with these inquiries, there was someone accessing a certain amount of information from the provider. They were able to get full names. In many cases, the PayID nicknames, mobile phones or email addresses, so they were able to get access to this information as well, instead of a BSB, an account number. When you think of it generally, people can't usually do that much with a BSB and an account number, but a full name, a mobile contact, maybe even an email address as well, is the basis for potentially scoping other individuals. The National Payment Processor and Cuscal or should I say the new payments platform, and Cuscal have confirmed that this has taken place. They say they've taken immediate action to remediate, as well as putting in additional alerting in place to mitigate against further incidents, they say as well. And they say technology changes were made by the client to prevent any further PayID data and to reduce the risk of PayID data being inappropriately obtained by others in the future. But of course, they've had to pass on the information to APRA, the Prudential Regulation Authority, and the Office for the Australian Information Commissioner as well. It's one of many cases where some misuse of PayID lookups have happened since the original issue that has come to light in the last few days. One other case came from Westpac in June, and you would be hoping by this point in time that the new payments platform is looking at things and working out what they can do to further harden the security measures that they put in place to be able to access PayID and transfer funds between users, between banks here in Australia.
With the latest in technology news and views, this is TechWrap, the podcast.
People who use Apple devices and have a reasonable caliber of skill would be knowing already about jailbreaking and what you could do with it. It basically allowed people to be able to, I guess, circumvent some of the features that Apple has in securing their devices with their App Store platform. You were able to install third-party applications and even change some of the settings that potentially Apple didn't want you using. But for some time now, there has been, I guess, limitations in being able to jailbreak mobile phones. But that was up until iOS version 12.4, which happened in the last month or two as a full release. There's been a release patch for that software release due to the fact that essentially Apple made a blunder with their last feature update and opened up the potential for jailbreaking to occur as well. They are concerned, though, however, with this happening, that mobile phones could be compromised and people's phones could be taken advantage of to do, you know, rather nasty things. So they've released a patch, 12.4.1, which basically repatches a bug that they've had in their earlier iOS releases, which would allow the potential for jailbreaking. You can install this security update as soon as possible. There's also been some updates for watchOS, for your Apple Watch, tvOS, for the Apple TV device, and macOS Mojave, where the bug potentially allows hackers to run code on these devices with a certain privilege set.
With the latest in technology news and views, this is TechWrap, the podcast.
This one certainly seems fairly obvious to most people. Well, by most people, I think countries other than America, they believe they have a right to bear arms. But I would say bearing arms is usually physically holding that said arms device in your own hands and using it for the purposes that you may actually use it for. But people have decided that, you know, now they've got drones these days, because drones come in all shapes and sizes and can be sizable devices which people can use to, do all sorts of things. There's positive things that people are using them for. The armies are using them. Farmers are using them for different observations, and there's even surveillance as well. But a few people over in America have been weaponizing their drones for the purpose of doing all sorts of random things, like throwing fireworks, flamethrowers, bombs, other potentially dangerous items The FAA, the regulator, the aviation authority over in the US, has put a note out and said, you know, we're not joking around. You can't do this sort of stuff, and there could be a $25,000 fine, maybe even jail time as well, for violating FAA rules, which indicate that you can't be doing this with a drone. Seems fairly obvious for those of us who don't live in America, but apparently they definitely need that advice over there.
With the latest in technology news and views, this is Tech Wrap, the podcast.
You can follow us on Facebook. We are Tech Wrap Australia on podcasts. We're also online at techwrap.net. I do tech conversations around the country as well, so you can catch me on some great stations, including Mitchell Dye, Mitchell's Front Page on Tuesday mornings. He's in 94.7 The Pulse in Geelong, if you're interested in checking him out. And you can help me, and you can help techwrap.net as well. Aussie Broadband is our internet service provider. You would have seen them on the TV. They have many happy customers, many positive reviews for the great network they provide. And if you're looking to connect to the NBN, why don't you save yourself $50? And you can also throw $50 the way of techwrap.net as well. Punch in our refer a friend code, which is 1684224. That's 1684224. And you'll get yourself a $50 discount on your sign up for your first month. And $50 will come our way as well. Techwrap.net. Mail at techwrap.net. That's the edition of the podcast this week. Short and sweet. I'm Trent, and I'll catch you next time here at Tech Wrap.